This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is VSiN Prime Time, live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Well, the old jinx, sort of. Lucas Carniero misses a field goal, a 55-yard attempt, I believe it was, Matt, off the left upright, and it is still 17-13. Actually, it was a 51-yarder, so 17-13 is the score.
I got to tell you, when he misses a 50-yard field goal, I'm surprised. And that one just hit the left upright. It looked like it might ricochet through, but it didn't. It bounced back, and it's no good, and both kickers have missed. Now, all of a sudden, if you bet the under, you're feeling pretty bad about it. Well, got some time running off the clock here in the third, two missed field goals. And again, Tim, the game, say, trending right toward the total where it closed the pregame. It closed 52.5, 53. The live total now, 52.5.
Yeah. Sometimes you get too cute, right? And we'll see how this one ultimately plays out, whether it is a under game and the first half over ultimately hits. But, man, this is a game right now. Two missed field goals to start the second half. Could have missed in the first half, but regardless. 17-13 is the score. So Miami's first drive, you get a long run or a long sustained drive, but some poor mistakes, Matt. Do we look at Miami right now? You mentioned you have a hard time envisioning Miami losing this game. Would you look at Miami laying the points now? Do you think they go down and get some points on this drive?
I think there's a good chance they will. Miami, a 3.5-point favorite. Money line's jacked up all the way to -315 because that's related to how much time's left in the game, 11 minutes to go in the third quarter. I just think it's a long way to go in this game. Ole Miss had a great opportunity there, Tim. After that missed field goal by the Hurricanes, Trinidad Chambliss was throwing downfield. It looked like they had a pretty good drive maintained there. It breaks down, long field goal, miss it off the upright, and right back where we started after halftime. To be honest, well, the live numbers now, Miami's 6.5, right?
Total down to, well, it was down to 51.5.
5.5. Now the live number, 5.5. I don't really know what I would do with this right now. I'd probably still take the points with Ole Miss, thinking this game's going to come down to a field goal at the end, but no strong opinion.
Yeah. 17-13, the score. A pair of missed field goals to start the half as Miami misses one. Ole Miss missed one. Didn't take a ton of time off the clock, just 4 minutes and 4 seconds. Miami with pretty good field possession to start their second drive of the second half, as this will start at around the 34-yard line. And Carson Beck, hey, he's going to run, Matt. That's not going to help me out.
Got a yard? Come on, Tim.
inch by inch.
Tim, keep your chin up, kid.
Inch by inch. All right. Tomorrow night, Matt, Oregon is going to take on Indiana, and Fernando Mendoza, his answer to what he does pregame started to make the rounds a little bit today. Kind of a unique answer, but shouldn't come as that big of a surprise based off of what we know from Fernando Mendoza. As he was asked, what does he listen to pregame?
Pre-game, I obviously don't listen to hype songs because I got to stay calm, cool, and collected. I actually meditate before the game. I meditate, I pray, and I think praying is, in a way, meditation to help myself be in my thoughts and being able to execute the plan as quarterbacks in a cerebral position.
He's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
Very straight-laced. Meditation. Tim, you meditate before every show we do, right?
I do. I say, need to get the under in the first half. Didn't work out. Meditation didn't work out today. for a quarterback.
He doesn't listen to music. Almost everybody listens to music to get fired up for a game. Fernando Mendoza's different. He meditates.
Oh, look at this. Look at that Carson Beck scramble, Matt.
He's got a little bit more pep in his step over here.
Carson Beck
and Tim Murray.
still in the negatives.
Right. You're one run away from being in the positive.
But a big third down scramble. That's another third down. And a good job by Carson Beck to elude the pressure as he gets out and gets a first down
here. I'll tell you what, the more you watch this Ole Miss defense, Tim,
it's bad.
The more you wonder, how the hell did they get this far, and how is Miami going to screw up this game? This defense stinks.
They've
got guys totally losing their assignments, not holding the edge. You got simple running plays going for 12 yards. It should be two-yard gains. I'll say it. The Hurricanes are only going to lose this game if they screw it up.
Yep.
When you can control the
offensive
line.
As they immediately show Mario Cristobal on the sideline.
When your offensive line can control the line of scrimmage like it is, you should not lose the game. But I'll give you an example. You remember the Lions 49ers NFC Championship game?
Sure.
The Lions were ripping off 6, 7, 8 yards a carry. It looked like they were going to roll. They were up double digits, and all of a sudden, play calling changed. A couple big mistakes went against the Lions, and the 49ers ended up winning that game. I feel like the Hurricanes are really going to have to screw this up to lose it tonight, kind of like the Lions did in the NFC Championship game.
Third and three upcoming right now for Miami. Another third down. So far tonight, Matt, on third downs, they are 7 for 12. And now at midfield, massive spot here. But this Ole Miss defense continues to bend quite a bit, so.
But not break.
And we're going to get another first down.
How about that?
Man.
So that's a running play that probably should have been stopped short of a first down, probably about a two-yard gain, and they get 7. When you can run for 5, 6, 7, 10, 15 yards, you should not lose the game. And that's where Miami's sitting right now. Miami's in the catbird seat here.
They really are. How do they wrap up this series? Do they end in the end zone? Do they take off another 4 minutes? They've had some just devastating drives in this game. And is this going to be the one that kind of breaks the camel's back, if you will, as they're just trying to run the ball? 7 runs. Now, a couple of them were scrambles by Carson Beck here on this drive, but the clock is on the side of Miami. How does this drive end? How about this? The live total down to 50.5, yeah. Matt, in this one. Couple of missed field goals, and somewhere the Bear is he's happy about his Canes, and he's happy that hopefully he's going to get an under bet home here too. The live total down to 49.5. At one point in the first half, it was down to 40.5. And then the second quarter saw 24 points, and there we get a penalty Miami.
Movement on the offensive line, pushing back to 2nd and 12. Tim, I have seen a dancing bear in my life.
Have you? Have.
Yeah. Seen a dancing bear at the circus. I've never seen a camel with its back broken.
No? Neither have I. Haven't seen many camels in my life.
Where did that cliche come from? You just mentioned it. That's the one that's going to break the camel's back.
The straw that broke the camel's back, right?
Have you ever seen a camel with a broken back?
I've only seen like a handful of camels in my life.
Camels are actually surprisingly fast, and they're mean. They are not nice animals.
2nd and 13 upcoming for the Canes. And
drop pass. Here you go. You got a penalty on a lineman who jumps, a drop pass. How many times can you screw this up?
Miami should be up by how much in this one? I mean, the mistakes by Ole Miss.
That's an easy pitch and catch right there. Come on, man.
So what do they do here on 3rd and 13? They've already missed a long field goal. Do they get a couple yards here, Matt, and go for it? Make this 4-down territory.
I don't think you trot the kicker out. You don't trot that fat kicker out there.
And you're too far away right now. Right now you're a 60-yarder. So if you're Miami, what's the call here on 3rd and 13?
Not much of a pass rush. Carson Beck on the run again. Tim Murray, look at this. Carson Beck with a 12-yard run. Huh?
Where are we at? Where are we at?
Look, who's all smiles over here.
Come on,
easy
baby.
Money.
There's nothing worse than hope. Look, we still could have.
There's no doubt.
We could have kneel downs.
There's a lot of things.
There's a lot of things that could go.
But Carson Beck running wild. Tim Murray couldn't be happier.
He's at 5 right now.
4th and 2. You definitely go for this.
Right, you definitely
go for this. I agree with it. Don't trot that kicker out there again. And the way you're running the ball and your offensive line's getting the push here, you should be able to just run this for the first down. Hand off, run up the middle.
Oof,
first down.
Again.
Look at this.
Jeez.
8, 9 yards? Come on, man.
I mean, they are just.
That's too easy.
They're ripping the souls out of Ole Miss right now as we get a sad fan look. And what are we at for the total? Back to 50.5. Touchdown here makes it 24-13. And then desperation time for Trinidad Chambliss and company. Can Ole Miss hold this Miami defense, Matt, to a field goal?
Well, if you hold the Hurricanes to a field goal, obviously you stay in the game. And not only that, I think you put yourself in position to steal the game, but you got to hold them to a field goal here. And again, run on first down up the middle for 5 yards. When you can run like this, you should not lose the game.
Second down and 7. 10 runs, 1 pass on this drive. Now, 3 scrambles from Carson Beck on the drive as well. But another long drive. Matt, they've had drives in this game that have lasted, as I look it up real quickly, that have lasted 7 minutes and 41 seconds, 7 minutes and 21 seconds, and we've got another long drive. This time, Ole Miss sells out to stop the run. So
I think that's what you have to do. Tim, don't you have to run blitz at this point? When you can't stop the run, you got to try something different here, and I think that run blitz was actually a good idea. You got to do a little bit more of that. Now on third down, it gets a little bit tricky because you know Carson Beck's probably going to throw the ball.
Or scramble.
So what do you have for Beck rushing yards? You bet over 3.5 yards.
Over 3.5 and over 5.5. So
you got 2 bets?
Yeah.
What's he got right now? 5?
5 right now. Kneel downs would be a bad thing. We need a little more cushion here. 3rd and 7 for Miami. The ball inside the red zone. They're up 4. A 7-plus minute drive. Are they able to get this big third down?
All right, Paulson.
You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. Visa Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with Visa Pro.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Well, we've been saying it. Miami's just kind of allowing Ole Miss to hang around. It was 3rd and 7, Matt, as we were going to break. That became 3rd and 12 after a false start. And then Carson Beck, no interceptions in the first 2 playoff games, drops back to pass, deflected up in the air, and intercepted. Ball goes back to Ole Miss. A 13-play, 42-yard, 7-minute and 37-second drive. No points, Matt Eumanns. Total down to 45.5. I would say the Bear is smiling somewhere, but he's not. He's probably pretty upset right now that his Hurricanes are not enforcing their will in this game.
Well, what we just talked about. How are you not going to win this game? You're going to have to screw it up.
There it is.
Hurricanes doing their best to screw it up. Carson Beck, just a lack of awareness there in the park. Kind of sidearm that throw a little bit. Gets batted up by a defensive lineman and picked off. Just have to have better ball security as a quarterback than he's got. That's another reason why I've never liked him that much, or never felt like he's bet on quarterback. Trinidad Chambliss rolls out. Completion, that's about a 15-yard gain on first down. Ole Miss has got to take advantage of this, Tim, and steal the momentum. This is a point in the game right now where Ole Miss has a chance to make a big move.
Yep, and Kawan Lacy's still on the sidelines. I don't know if we're going to see him again in this game.
Oh, he did not come back in yet.
I didn't see him. There he is. So he is out there. He's got that sleeve on his right leg. He did not get a carry on their first drive back. But Kawan Lacy back in the game, dealt with a hamstring injury after his 73-yard touchdown run. And right now, Ole Miss with the ball after forcing the first turnover of the game. That's a hold. Are they going to call it? We'll see. It's a deep throw, and that is intercepted. Oh no, he dropped it. Wow.
How do you drop that ball? Come on.
A double throw, a throw into double coverage.
There's a reason he's not a wide receiver and he's a DB, but that ball was just dropped right in your basket. How do you not catch it?
And Ole Miss got lucky to get away with a hold on Reuben Bain, and that is an interception. He makes 9 out of 10 times, but drops it. I mean, Miami is doing everything in their power, Matt, to not screw put this game away.
Oh, doing everything to screw up the game. Yeah, like I said, Ole Miss got a chance here to take advantage and take the momentum back. Again, second down, nice pass by Chambliss out in the flat. Receiver breaks the tackle, and you got a first down. A couple of lucky breaks, like you mentioned there. That probably should have been called holding on the offense on Reuben Bain when he beat the tackle around the corner. It was not called. Chambliss probably should have thrown a pick into double coverage. Hurricanes dropped the ball. Ole Miss got first down out near midfield.
Remember, they dropped an interception too, Matt, on the drive that Ole Miss ended up getting a field goal at the end of the first half. So there have been a couple of massive mistakes by Miami in this game, and they're allowing a quarterback like Trinidad Chambliss to have second and third life. Ball now inside Miami territory, and I'm curious how this live line continues to move. It is now under 3 here for Ole Miss. So we'll see if they have success on this first down. They've kind of gone away from the run game, and they're playing vertically right now and is having some success. You know, Kawan Lacy had that big run up the middle for 73 yards. He gets hurt on it, Matt, and now they're stretching the field vertically. They did – really, the one mistake they've had, Ole Miss tonight, is a missed field goal. And it's 51 yards, never a gimme, but with this Carniero kid who hit a 58-yarder already today, you just expect him to make every single field goal that he attempts. But right now, Ole Miss on the march here, Matt, and we will get a second and 10 upcoming here for Ole Miss. Live number, back up to 3.5 total, 44.5. Things have gotten a bit sloppy here in the second half with 2 missed field goals and an interception from Miami.
As you say, 3.5, it flips to 2.5, then back to 3.5. It's funny to watch these live lines and how quickly they can change. Kind of like stock prices on Wall Street. Total of 44.5. The total is nosediving, though. There's no doubt about that. Let's see. Lacy's in. Tim, it feels like he's a decoy at this point. They've play faked to Lacy here, I think, what, 3 times on this drive? And maybe he's not capable of carrying the ball.
He does have 1 carry in this half for 2 yards.
So he's up to 77?
He's up to 77
yards. The rushing prop was 77.5?
That's what Scott Seidenberg tweeted out.
I don't know if he's going to carry the ball. He's got his leg wrapped like he does have a hamstring injury. Here we go, 3rd and 10, a pretty big play. I don't think they're going to pick up the first here based on the live betting screen, but it would be a long field goal attempt. Chambliss under pressure, and he's going to go down for no gain. So, you're talking about another 55-yard field goal attempt here, Tim.
See if Carniero can...
Putting a lot of stress. You're asking a lot of your kicker here.
He's made a 58-yarder. He missed a 51-yarder off the left upright. And if you have the under, you're hoping that it's another miss from Carniero, as this will be, what, about a 54, 55-yarder here for the Ole Miss kicker. Can they turn the interception from Carson Beck into points, as Carniero also hit a 42-yarder tonight? Kick is up, and this one is going to bonk in.
Are you kidding?
He hit off the left upright twice in a row, but this one, Matt, somehow deflects in, and we've got ourselves a 1-point game. Live line down to 1.5, total 45.5. Lucas Carniero, a lower field goal this time, off the left upright for the second time, and this one doinks in.
Tim, how many times have you seen a kicker on back-to-back kicks hit the same upright? One bounces out, one bounces in, and we have a 17-16 game. That's wild. I can't remember the last time I've seen that. A kicker hit the same upright in back-to-back attempts.
And one goes in, one misses. 17-16.
Hotty toddy within 1 point here, and boy, Miami doing everything you can to choke away this game.
And you do wonder, all right, what's the play calling here, Matt? They've had 3 drives of over 7 minutes. One led to a field goal. One led to a touchdown. One, an interception. If I'm Shannon Dawson, if I'm Mario Cristobal,
run the ball.
Run the football.
Let your offensive line take control of the game.
And they have been.
Don't put the game in Carson Beck's hands, right?
I mean, let him run once or twice, you know, so he can get away from kneel downs. You know it's coming. Kneel downs are going to lose this prop. It's going to be
sack.
It's going to be hilarious.
Occasionally, you can take shots downfield, but basically, let your offensive line establish dominance and wear down the defense here. I think that's what the Hurricanes have to do.
Hey, Matt, ProfitX, the number one sports prediction market, has some of the best future pricing you'll find on the College Football National Championship and Super Bowl odds. With the playoffs in full swing, now's the perfect time to get in and take advantage of ProfitX's 20% purchase match. Download ProfitX today and experience the future of winning. Use the promo code VSIN, that's V-S-I-N, to get started. 17-16 is the score. Miami, statistically speaking, has dominated this game. 322-227, 18 first downs to 11. But the scoreboard indicates it has not been dominated by Miami as they lead by just 1 point. They will get the ball back here, Matt. And Mark Fletcher in this game, already 95 yards on the ground. Chamar Brown, 49 yards. You would think this should be a healthy dose of Brown and Fletcher on this drive.
You would certainly think so. And you'd also think, what's Miami going to do wrong next? It's incredible. The more you watch this game, you think Miami should be up probably by 10 right now, Tim, and Miami's up by 1. When I say 10, that's conservative.
I know. I was going to say, you can make it more. I mean, you think about a broken – how often – we should go back and look. How many times this year did Miami give up a touchdown run of 70-plus yards? It looked like they were ill-prepared. Their first two drives, Ole Miss had negative 3 yards. And then Kawan Lacy goes for 73, almost untouched in that first half.
You know, I said, where did that phrase, the straw that broke the camel's back, where'd that come from?
Uh-huh.
So our researcher, our unofficial show researcher, Ian McDonald, sends us from AI. The phrase, the straw that broke the camel's back, comes from an old Arabic proverb about loading a camel until one final, seemingly insignificant straw causes it to collapse. I don't know if that really explains a lot, but that's where it came from. An old Arabic proverb, Tim.
Someone just called it the redoink.
Is that right?
Yeah, the redoink.
22 seconds left in the third quarter, 17-16. You know, that's the live total's been all over the place in this game. Definitely trending under. We'll see if we get a wild fourth quarter. Tim, not too long ago, you and I sat here and watched Ole Miss and Georgia get into a wild fourth quarter.
Second quarter was wild at 24 points. It's apparently the first and the third that are quiet. 3 points in each of those quarters. Will we get a crazy fourth quarter, final play of the third, upcoming? Miami up by just one, ball at their own 25-yard line.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Took two plays for Miami, Matt, to get into Ole Miss territory. They do a run to Mark Fletcher, and then this will be ruled a run. It was a backwards pass to Malachi Toney, makes a man miss, picks up about 11, 12 yards here, and just like that, Miami back into Ole Miss territory. They have had relative ease on the ground, getting big chunk plays, but getting down into the red zone, that's where they've struggled. They've had one long bomb for a touchdown to Marion, and then the long sustained drive, but the running has, I'll give Ole Miss credit, right? They bent, but not broken really fully, and this is going to be pretty fascinating to see Miami and their play calling. Do they trust Carson Beck at all down here?
I think they trust him, but they have him on a short leash. I don't think they have a lot of trust in him, just a little bit of trust. And as a senior quarterback, you should have a lot of trust, but that's not the case with Beck. But when you can run the ball so effectively, You don't need to throw it a lot. Look at this. Beck's going to take a loss on a sack. And, Tim, that's the last thing you needed. That's about a 10-yard loss right there for Carson Beck. You've got the edge rusher beats the tackle.
This is a team.
How about, I think Fletcher whiffed. He should have picked up this block.
Mark Fletcher did nothing there to protect. It looked like Miami's line was confused.
Oh, yeah, there was a missed assignment there. Actually, he came in unblocked. Fletcher, that's was that about a 9-yard loss?
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Third and 16
Third and
now.
16.
Another mistake.
Man, the mistakes are piling up for the Hurricanes.
You know, you asked me a question, Matt, during the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. Is Oregon, Indiana the national championship?
And Beck takes another sack.
And I don't – now, I guess we shouldn't count out Ole Miss. I don't really see Ole Miss beating Oregon or Indiana. I thought I could see it with Miami.
Well, because Miami's got home field. That's why you could see it. And Miami's got a really good defense.
Elite defense. But Ole Miss
– anytime a team's got home field in that sort of situation like Miami does, you could say, oh, yeah, I could see that team winning. I cannot see Ole Miss beating Oregon or Indiana. The defense is just too weak. And, Tim, the Hurricanes basically lived on the Ole Miss side of the field tonight, but they've screwed up time and time again. Can you believe Miami's only got 17 points right now? How can you run the ball for 7 or 8 yards a carry, seemingly, and have 17 points at this point in the fourth quarter?
I kind of expected this first half to happen in the second half to happen in the first half. So we are a live total down to 42.5. So once again, the Bear has under 51.5 in the VSiN Circa Friday Football Invitational. However, we all know that the Bear is probably none too pleased by what is unfolding with his beloved Canes as Ole Miss has the ball back down by one. Man, this is impressive to see how this is playing out as Mark Fletcher, usually pretty strong, and there had to have been a missed assignment there. There was confusion. What do we have?
Ian McDonald's all over it. Our official show, unofficial show researcher. Previous longest TD run this season against Miami defense, 38 yards by Jeff Overton of Virginia Tech.
73-yarder.
You ask, Tim, you get the answer.
Thank you, Ian. I appreciate that. All right, we have a little break in the action. 17-16 is the score. Live number, Miami, still a 1.5-point favorite, minus $1.60 on the money line, Matt.
I don't know. This game's up for grabs right now.
You called. You said this would be a game where it would come down to the wire, and Miami is – for the most part, outplayed them, but they've made the mistakes, whether it be critical turnovers, the only turnover of the game, critical penalties, clearly a missed assignment on protection, and that's where we're at right now. So tomorrow night, Matt, you'll be on the air. Indiana and Oregon will be going on down in Atlanta, and Kirk Cignetti and Dan Lanning were asked earlier this week about the keys to the game on Friday night.
I think it always starts with the ball. Right, the team that's able to take care of the ball. You know, last time we played, we didn't. We have to take care of the ball. We were able to create a takeaway as well, but we ended up having to. I think that's a big piece of this. And special teams and big games always makes a big impact. I think we have to play well on special teams.
I mean, we talk about the same thing every single game. Line of scrimmage, run the ball, stop the run, affect the quarterback, protect the quarterback, turnover ratio. We're number one in the country. Explosive plays, runs plus 12, passes plus 15. On both sides, critical situations, third, fourth down, red area, 2 minutes before the half end of the game, and teams has to be a win. You know, every game, same stuff.
I should have named more. I thought we were just doing two.
That was two.
God dang, Coach.
Now they're laughing, chumming it up. By the way, Kawan Lacy stuffed.
If you were begging for another carry from Kawan Lacy to get over that rushing prop, you got it, and he lost a yard.
Yeah. 12 minutes to go in this one, Matt. Trinidad Chambliss has led Ole Miss to a drive that missed a field goal in this half and now a drive that made a field goal. What will they pull off here? Not great field position, but I think at this point, Matt, you kind of have to abandon the run game. They do a lot of these short, quick outs.
Well, that's what's working. I think also that keeps the pressure off the quarterback because those rush edge rushers, they can fly around the edge, but if you're dumping the ball off quickly to a back or a wide receiver screen or just a quick pass like that, that keeps the heat off the quarterback, and I think that's been the most effective approach here for Ole Miss.
You're going to run the ball up the middle, Matt, your favorite play? And they did. They did get it. Wow.
He spun.
Kawan Lacy. What a second effort.
Second effort gets the first down. That looked like it was going to get stuffed.
Mezidor was in the backfield. He met him there. And Kawan Lacy spins and gets a hard-fought first down there to keep the chains moving on third and one. And, man, we will see if Ole Miss, what a catch. Matt, the pressure is on Miami right now. Ole Miss is getting some chunk plays. Big play. Deshaun Stribling. Look at this catch. Extends the hands. Actually, that was Daquan Wright. I beg your pardon. Heck of a catch there. And now Ole Miss on the move again here, led by their guy, Trinidad Chambliss.
Yeah, and obviously Ole Miss wants to run some clock here too and just keep the defense off the field. You got to let that defense rest a little bit, Tim. It's amazing that Miami is in jeopardy of losing the lead at this point in the fourth quarter. If we made a list of how many critical mistakes the Hurricanes have made to be put in this position, how many would be on the list? 10? At least 10 mistakes?
Yeah, I mean, man, you think about this.
Look at Lacy, off-right tackle, first down into Miami territory. Lacy's back, Tim.
Ole Miss.
And he's over the rushing prop tonight.
Ole Miss did not beat itself against Ohio State, against Texas A&M. And here tonight, they had two penalties in the first two games combined. I believe that's what the Bears, Chris Felica, said. They've got multiple penalties here tonight. They got lucky on one. Should have been a late hit out of bounds. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yep.
In the first half. And now a turnover, a missed block assignment, and we've got Ole Miss short gain on first down. They're inside Miami territory here. Man, this is going to be quite the challenge here for Miami to try to keep Ole Miss off the board. Here you go. Mm-hmm. Chris Felica, 34 minutes to 11 minutes, four dropped interceptions, missed field goal, tip ball interception, seven penalties. Miami doing things it hasn't in the CFP so far.
Well, Miami was a dog in the first two games as a favorite tonight, and not playing with the edge an underdog typically plays with. The Rebels have a drop pass here on the sideline. Chambliss
should have run that.
He probably should have. He did a nice job, though, just to get away from pressure and not take a loss. Third and nine. Tim, the big thing here is if you just pick up.
I mean, even if he catches that ball, that's like a yard.
That's like a two-yard gain. So they're at the point, though, if you just pick up a decent gain, you might be able to send Carnero out there for another field goal attempt to take the lead. But you've got to get about 7 yards on this play. It'd be fourth and one for that to happen. You got to throw the ball under pressure. First down.
Wow.
Now the Rebels are in field goal range.
Trinidad Chambliss.
8:55 to go. 17-16. Flag on the play. Is that going to be?
That might be late hit.
I thought that was some sort of hit on the defense. It's going to be flagged there. Let's see what the call is. Man, that's going to really push Ole Miss down into Miami territory if that's a defensive penalty.
Trinidad Chambliss stood in there, knew a hit was coming from Keontae Scott, I believe, the nickel. And is this going to be a late hit? Is this going to be taunting, targeting on Miami?
Yeah, I thought maybe the receiver got hit in the head. I'm not sure if I agree with that call, but
they'll show the replay. As we pointed out earlier in the show, they do a pretty good job with these replays on targeting.
I'm going to ask you next as we wrap up the show. Man, this show is flying by tonight. Wish we had a game like this every night.
I know.
The show. What you think the line is going to be? I know what the look-ahead line was. What's the line going to be if we have an Indiana Ole Miss national championship game?
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network. We'll be right back.
Whew. A lot happened while we were in that commercial break, Matt, and a lot against the Miami Hurricanes. We had a big third down conversion that we touched on before we went to break. Then targeting was upheld against Miami. Mario Cristobal, I think, slightly disagreed with the call.
He had a few words for the officiating crew that we cannot repeat here on this family program.
And then Kawan Lacy, short run, he's down on the ground, and you got a late hit on Miami. And now it's second and goal at the 5-yard line.
Tim, I'm adding items to the list of Miami's major mistakes.
Ole Miss now -215 on the live line? That seems a bit aggressive. But
that seems too high.
Do you trust?
No.
Carson Beck?
No. You keep using that word trust. Hell no, I don't. I think it would be a fluke at this point if Miami drove down and won the game. But here's going to be the key. Can you hold Ole Miss to a field goal attempt here? This is the point where you would think Trinidad Chambliss and his mobility is going to come into play, and Ole Miss is probably going to find a way to get to the end zone. Tim, at that point, you got to go for two. So it's going to be 22-17. You go for two, and that's going to be a pivotal play and still leave the door cracked open for Miami to come back and win the game in regulation. Now, if you get to two-point conversion, here's what every bettor who bet the under is fearing right now. You know where I'm going with this?
Every bettor?
Every bettor who played the under.
To make the two-point conversion.
Who played the under. If
overtime.
Ole Miss gets the touchdown and two-point conversion, is going to be a 24-17 game. Could go to overtime at 24-24, and then you're going to have a bad beat on your hands. So if you bet the under, right now you're obviously hoping that Ole Miss either kicks a field goal or gets a touchdown but does not get the two-point conversion. Let's see what happens next.
And if you bet the dog, you took 3.5, right?
Yes.
If you bet the dog, you want...
Same way. I want Ole Miss to get the touchdown and not the two-point
conversion. Miss the two-point conversion. Absolutely. Or make the... Yeah, definitely right, the two-point conversion.
Get the touchdown here, but not the two. And we'll be happy.
And I believe Akeem Mezidor just walked off the field injured. That is... Whew. Man, we've seen Kawan Lacy be banged up. Akeem Mezidor... looks like the right arm and wasn't really moving it. So if they were to win this game, certainly something we'll have to keep a very close eye on. Second and goal from the 5-yard line. What will we see from Ole Miss here? Charlie Weiss. Oh, I thought we were going to get a direct snap. Trinidad Chambliss was lined up at wide receiver. He has now shifted back to quarterback. Nope, not going to get it.
No, but I don't mind the play call there. You're trying to take advantage of your quarterback's mobility, get him on the edge, and he just couldn't quite get to the edge. So that was, what, about a 1-yard gain? You're going to have third and goal from the 4.
4-down territory, Fox. Or you kick a field goal?
Oh, it's not 4-down territory when you could take the lead. I know what you're saying, but, man, you got to take the 19-17 lead, right? This Miami offense has made so
and
many...
their kicker has been a little shaky. That would be...
Miami does not have a... Oh, and there's a drop by Ole Miss on the pass out in the
flat. He wouldn't have got a touchdown.
Nah, though. But that was Lacy. I think you have to take the field goal here. You got to take the lead. There's a lot of time left.
Yep,
7.5 minutes to go. You got to kick.
Yep. So we're going to get a kick here from Ole Miss.
That's right
and
through his hands.
I would have...
But like you said, he was going to be tackled short of the goal line anyway. Lucas Carnero.
Underbetters are feeling better right now.
Yeah, for sure.
The Bear is sort of happy as Lucas Carniero is going to come out, and I imagine he's going to make this field goal. He will. Ole Miss still the favorite, but that number down to -154. So Miami, 7 minutes. We've seen 7-minute drives from this Miami offense. What do we get from them here on this drive, Matt? By the way, we have a loyal listener to the podcast, and I should have listened to him. Phil is a loyal listener to the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast, and he said, hey, would you rather play Carson Beck over his rushing yards, which is what I played, or Carson Beck rushing attempts?
Oh, good call, Phil.
Good job, Phil.
Good call, Phil.
10 attempts for Carson Beck because sacks count as attempts. He's got negative 8 yards. He's had some decent runs, but he's also been sacked. He had a fumble. Well, technically a fumble. So, Phil, way to go. Smart decision there. All right, you asked a question.
Yeah, we got to get to that.
Before we
you always have to pay off the tees, right?
Of course.
So what's the line going to be if we have an Indiana-Ole Miss national championship game?
What was the so
– we had a
can you give me – I guess the context is what is – what's the score of tomorrow night's game?
I don't know. I'm just saying, what's the line going to be tonight? Let's say
– I'll say Ole Miss plus 9.5.
It's funny because we had a listener, viewer, whatever you want to call him, Corey Ager from North Dakota, Williston, North Dakota. I think that's the home of the Williston Coyotes, Tim.
Really?
I think so. Could be the Wildcats. I think it's the Coyotes.
Just say it with confidence and people will assume you're right.
It's one of those two. I know that. 9.5 is his number. I'm going Indiana 10. I think this what we've seen from this Ole Miss defense tonight against Kurt Cignetti, Fernando Mendoza, and that Indiana team, I would make Indiana a double-digit favorite. I'm going to make the number 10. You and Corey got it 9.5. We'll see what type
I
of –
I did not see that. Was it a tweet or is it a text?
No, there's no – no, he texted it to me.
Would you lay 9.5?
Yeah, probably. Indiana's going to win. Let's see. The winner of Oregon-Indiana is going to be the national championship game. I still believe that. I said that last week. I still believe it.
I still think Miami has a chance with their defense. Mm-hmm. But if it's Ole Miss, I think it's a disaster. I think it's ugly. I want it to be entertaining, but their defense is bad.
They are lucky, so lucky tonight that Miami's made so many mistakes to hold this game at 19-17. Indiana's not going to make those mistakes, Tim.
No.
Oregon's not going to make those type of mistakes.
I mean, this is a classic. Let's be honest. This is a classic crystal ball game. Every time he kind of sucks you back in, like, oh, remember we got the tweet earlier in the show? Corey, do you still have the tweet? That Mario's fixed things. And it's not all Mario's fault.
It's not
fault.
All him.
It's not
some,
all Mario's
some
fault.
Some of the offensive coordinators, some players just making
and look,
dumb mistakes.
They can still win this game. They're only down 2, 7 minutes to go. Ball at their own 25-yard line.
How about
Carson Beck, 27-yard run right now?
First of all, the way the Miami offense has moved up and down the field, you got to think that they're probably going to get at least a field goal attempt out of this. The Ole Miss defense is not – shown a lot of resistance. Carson Beck, 1 for 6 for 19 yards in the second half. Are you kidding me? There's Beck, drops back. He goes deep on the first play. He's got a man open.
Pass interference.
That's only a 15-yard penalty, though, in college football. In the NFL, that's a major penalty. What was that in the air, 55 yards?
That was a bomb.
Yeah.
This was the tweet we got from Matthew earlier in the show. I will say, as far as Mario, I think he's somewhat turning the stupidity around. It has been impressive for me how he is willing to stick to the run game. So many coaches will not stick to it, even when you're getting whatever you want on the ground.
Anyway, that's...
I don't think tonight's Mario's fault 100%.
No, definitely. I don't even think it's 50%. I don't like a couple of the big plays by the offensive coordinator. You got players out there making dumb mistakes. A couple of those play calls. We talked about the Wildcat run, the flea flicker.
Yep.
Those aren't crystal ball play calls necessarily, but the head coach has got to step in when he hears the offensive coordinator making a dumb call. He's going to say, no, let's not do that. Anyway, Miami's already out near midfield.
They've had has there been one? I think there's been one 3-and-out today.
First drive for Ole Miss?
No, for Ole Miss's, by Ole Miss's defense. It was right before the half. You had the sack and then the two runs. Other than that, it's been chunk plays, and Mark Fletcher's off and running. We always look for the live line. I can't believe Ole Miss was minus 210 just a little while. What?
Well, that was also based on the possibility of getting the touchdown.
Yeah.
Maybe the two-point conversion. But that number also was not there very long.
No, it was gone very quickly. I mean, that's the thing. We're trying to look at this in live time, watch the game. It's moving quickly, but already in field goal range, Miami at the 35-yard line.
But we've seen this over and over tonight, Tim, where Miami drives deep into Ole Miss territory, then makes a mistake. The drive breaks down. That's how you have 17 points in the fourth quarter, and there you go. Fletcher falls down. He slips and trips. and you have a second and 11 sort of situation. I mean, if Ole Miss can hold Miami to a field goal attempt here, that's a huge win for the defense because you're going to put the ball back in the hands of Trinidad Chambliss. You got the kicker, Carnero, who could win the game for you. So, obviously, a huge spot here for the Ole Miss defense to try to hold Miami to a field goal attempt.
Dustin Sweetelson will guide you home on this one. 5 minutes to go. Cashing Out coming up next, then VSiN by the books to start your day with Super Dave and Jensen Lewis.
Oh, my gosh. That's
really? Miami to the house, Malachi Tony.